Chris and Kira.
2FM.
If you wouldn't mind me sharing this with you. Firstly, I will do this quickly because I was reading this and it has annoyed me. Within the last half hour, it's kind of been floating around the internet. This is relating to an Irish gentleman who is in Australia.
Oh,
now,
dear.
Let's be realistic. We don't have the best reputation in Australia at the moment as Irish people.
Really sad, because this isn't just like, you know, a 2014 problem. This is since 2000, really.
Wherever we go, we generally don't create the best impression of ourselves, it would seem. But
especially what? Australia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Australia is, we seem to really, really poorly represent ourselves and mess up over and over again when it comes to Australia, which is unfortunate. And this is the latest case. Apparently, later on this morning, so I think obviously Australia is, what, about 10 hours ahead of us?
Mm.
I think within the next hour or two, an Australian gentleman, he hasn't been named, or sorry, an Irish gentleman, one of our own from this great nation, who is 18, has been arrested and is going to be charged with trespass and criminal damage or something.
Well, what did he do?
He tried, and I see, I really feel for this poor child now. And let's be realistic, 18, he's not the most mature man in the world. When you're 18, sure, you know a lot, but you don't know a whole lot, if you get what I'm saying.
And
I mean, there's a lot to learn.
Thousands of miles away from home.
Yeah, well, he tried to get into a nightclub by climbing through the vent.
Oh, God.
And he
got caught, obviously.
He smashed a piece of plasterboard or something, and he broke a door, and they had to get the fire brigade or something because he was stuck in the vent or something. And he's now going to be charged with willful damage and trespass. So that is good. Always good to hear that we're representing ourselves to the fullest down in Australia. Glad to hear it.
It's one of those things. It's like, I'm sure he thought it was mad crack.
Yeah, see, that's,
you know,
it.
He's 18. He's away from home. He's in Australia. It's, you know, a completely different lifestyle.
Sure, I remember being this guy. I remember trying to sneak
Chris,
in through
on.
Smoking areas and trying to sneak in through.
Oh,
you
look,
know,
we
fire
all tried
exits.
To sneak into nightclubs, and usually,
yeah.
Like, it was with a fake idea, with like an older sibling or with, you know, an older bunch of people and all that sort of stuff. We've all been there. We all did it, whatever. But I don't know, Chris. You know, climbing up into a vent.
No, you see, I feel sorry for him because I can guarantee you, if a vent had been available to me while I was a young, stupid Chris trying to get into nightclubs, I would have tried it. And look, they caught him. Kick him out. Insurance will pay for a new door. Do you know what I'm saying? Is there really a need to criminally prosecute this obviously drunk imbecile who was trying to get into a nightclub, who climbed in through a vent, yes, who
yeah,
did
Chris,
something ridiculous.
It could have had a really bad outcome. Come on, let's call a spade here. No, he could have got stuck in that vent. He could have killed himself.
Yeah, I suppose he could have hurt himself.
You know?
But then he should get a stern talking to from his ma over Skype. And we should leave it at that, okay? But anyway, there you go. I thought I would update you on that. So that is happening.
Has there ever been any good news involving Irish people in Australia?
Yes, there has. Some guy went down there and started a building construction thing and made a load of money. He started like a company which is now worth like in the tens of millions. An Irish guy who's very young. And that's the thing I cling to. Whenever I hear all these stories, there's been literally an endless stream of negative stories about how shit we look when we're in Australia. However, there is one story. Can anyone fill me in on that? Because he's had a few news articles written about him and stuff. He's in his very early 30s and he's a multimillionaire because he went to Australia in like 2008 or something, started working on building sites, set up his own business, and is now worth a whole lot of cash. So he's the guy that I always point to. And I always try and bring up in this situation. Lads, does anyone know who I'm talking about? 51552. He's been, like, he's done this within the last few years.
Was it Ned Kelly?
It was. Yes, it was all Ned Kelly. Doing us proud down in Australia. Absolutely. I don't know who it was. But anyway, I just thought I would inform you all that later on today, Australia is going to just think that tiny bit less of us as a result of this guy. As they, like, we really represent ourselves terribly in Australia. It is tragic. But anyway, there you go.
Well, look, the way I look at it is, thank God nothing happened, this boy.
Yeah, oh yeah, look, most definitely. Of course, thank God he's all right. I think everyone's probably thinking that. But still, It really never looks good for us. Police say, police will allege later on today in court that the man became wedged in the roof cavity while trying to gain unauthorized access to the club after he was refused entry by door security. Like, does this not remind you of every 18-year-old boy you know?
Chris,
you know what I mean?
From a legal point of view, maybe you'd be able to help me out here. Does that mean he'll have to leave the country?
He could. I know Australia pretty much because of us, and this isn't a joke, pretty much because of us. As Irish people, Australia has gotten a lot stricter on deporting people who get criminal records. Yeah,
okay.
Literally, they pushed through new legislation, which basically means the second you get your criminal record, they can be like, right, get the fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. And wonderful stuff. What's wrong?
No, I think there's this kind of thought, and you know, I've heard it, you know, through different stories of my friends that have gone to Australia and they've done the year over there. I think that Irish people feel that there's another rule, another set of rules for them because they're away from home. And that is simply not the case.
More harshly?
No,
as in they go more mental.
They go more mental.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Geez, you'd swear they were all on a lads' weekend away in Ayia Napa or something. Yeah. The way they all act when they're in Australia. Lads, we need to start behaving ourselves a little more. You're letting us all down. I'm very embarrassed by it. I mean, the Americans love us for now. We don't seem to be able to do any wrong over in America. This guy could have done this in America, he'd be getting a mayor's medal for doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? But in Australia, we really are not representing ourselves very well. And I hope don't want that for ourselves.
I get it in a lot of ways as well. It's because a lot of people don't plan to spend the rest of their days over in Australia. They plan to go over to Australia for a year and they'll do the islands. And, you know, they'll probably stop off in Asia on the way home and stuff like that. So they don't see it as something concrete, something that they're, you know, that they have to lay down foundation for a life over there. Some people do, don't get me wrong. A lot of Irish people have settled over there. But I think that's the mentality.
Yeah.
It's like those students that go on J1s to America and absolutely wreck the place.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's where the problem is. That's where Irish people need to understand that, you know, we're going to somebody else's country. Stuff that you do over there will haunt you for the rest of your days, especially criminal records.
Yeah.
And I know exactly. It's all mad crack and everyone gets drunk and all the rest, like, but stuff like that can haunt you for the rest of your days, and just be careful.
This poor dickhead, like, he's probably getting a criminal conviction for doing this. For climbing in a vent in a nightclub. It just drives me mental.
Someone says that Irish lad needs to get a good lawyer. Toady from Neighbours never loses a case.
There you go. Absolutely. But hey, actually, really quickly, I thought I would give you a follow-up to this because it was around this time last night where we were talking about the poor owl bollocks in Australia. And in fairness, there is no other word for him because he's not a bad person. He's not a criminal mastermind. He is a poor owl bollocks that tried to sneak into a nightclub in Australia by going through the vent. You know, I'm sure he saw it on Ocean's 12 or something and decided I could get in there if I just climb up through that vent and
actually
drop down.
I saw an article about it on Twitter and they'd used a photo of Bruce Willis climbing through an air vent.
Exactly.
And I started laughing. I mean?
Exactly. God bless him. That's all it was. Because I was reading, obviously last night, the reason we were talking about this is because his court appearance was going to be today. So as in this time last night, we were saying, oh, it's later on today because Australia's ahead and everything. Mm-hmm. So it went. Our Hugh was in court and here is what happened. He thankfully is not getting a criminal record.
Thank God. No, seriously.
It is a good result to this because yes, there was a bit of nonsense going on down there, but he's not the worst person in the world that I've ever heard of. And what makes it even funnier is that he was like, this reminds me of me when I was 18. Listen to this. I don't know if you've heard this. The court heard that he had been thrown out of the club twice. He was first escorted from the premises by security guards when they found him sleeping on a couch. They then later found him on the dance floor after he managed to sneak in again. So, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, he was just having fun. You know what I'm saying? And he's like dancing and then he's like asleep on a couch and then they're like, I hear you again, buddy, get out.
That happened to me before. I was 17 and I got into a local nightclub by using my friend's ID, okay? But what happened then was when she came up to the door, she couldn't get in. So obviously she sold me out. She was like, oh, my friend has my ID.
Yeah.
So I had to hide in the bathrooms, right? And then I did sneak out and then I was escorted out by the bouncers at 17. It was very embarrassing.
And then if you had tried to get back in, they obviously would have been like, ah, love, come here, get out.
I know.
So anyway, this guy had already been in twice. As in, he'd already been kicked out twice. And then on his third attempt to get in by climbing through the vents, he was caught and they had to ring the fire brigade and stuff to get him out. So anyway, he was fined $900, just, I think, as a punitive fee. He was just fined $900. And then he was also told to pay $1,700 towards the repairs, damage to the club. So there you go. So I guess all's well that ends well, in a way. Because it would have been very sad to see an 18-year-old kid like that get a conviction for just basically being a prick. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And to be fair, I think he's suffered enough, you know. So I thought I would give everyone a follow-up, because I know we had great fun with him yesterday. And that story. But anyway, there you go.
Chris and Kira on 2FM. 2FM.